From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia renewing efforts to end fighting in Syria. A Kurdish suicide bomber targeted a checkpoint near a police station in Sizra, southeast Turkey on Friday, killing at least 11 police officers and wounding scores of other people. Militants linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility. The terrorist group has been linked to a series of attacks against police targets in the same region. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. Meanwhile, the United States and Russia renewed efforts on Friday to negotiate a peaceful end to the fighting in Syria in light of a more volatile and complicated situation with the introduction of Turkish forces on the ground. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister from Russia Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Geneva trying to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. In the meantime, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa. Somali security forces said on Friday that they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in Mogadishu. Police Chief Colonel Bashar said the attack ended just before dawn Friday morning. The attack started Thursday night when a car bomb went off near a restaurant followed by a gun battle. Al-Shabaab militants quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. France's highest administrative court has suspended a town's controversial ban on the full-body burkini swimming suits. The ruling is expected to set a legal precedent for at least 30 local municipalities that have issued similar decrees that prohibit women from wearing the outfits. The prohibitions have sparked international controversy and criticism from rights groups that say local authorities have overreached in telling women what to wear at the beach. This is VOA News. So far this year, nearly 270,000 migrants and refugees have crossed the Mediterranean Sea to Europe, but many others never made it because of their unsafe vessels capsized en route. The humanitarian organization Save the Children is launching its own search and rescue ship. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
Most of the migrants and refugees being smuggled across the Mediterranean leave from Libya, and they risk their lives doing so. More than 3,000 have drowned so far this year. The death toll is 40% higher than the same period a year ago. Carolyn Miles is Save the Children CEO.
During this year, there's already been more than 15,000 children who have crossed over the Mediterranean into Italy. It's about 16% of the people traveling on that route. And most of those kids, about 90% of them, are doing this journey on their own without their parents.
Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
In all, more than 283,000 migrants and refugees have entered Europe by both sea and land routes since the start of this year. Russian media outlets on Thursday quoted U.S. Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump as harshly criticizing the International Paralympic Committee's decision to ban Russian athletes from the 2016 Paralympics, which will be held in Rio de Janeiro starting September the 7th. The problem is that these comments attributed to Donald Trump appear to have been made up. Now, had Donald Trump made such a statement, it would have been an important event in this presidential campaign, but apparently it did not happen. Now, a couple of things that were said in the campaign include Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton appealing to minorities for support. In the past week, Donald Trump has been promising to ensure better education and employment for African Americans and to revive the declining inner cities where many of them live. At a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire on Thursday, he blamed the Democrats for failing U.S. minorities.
This is the year that the people who have been betrayed by Democratic policies, including millions and millions of African American and Hispanic American citizens, reject the politicians who have failed them over and over and over.
Hillary Clinton had planned to talk about boosting small businesses during a speech in Reno, Nevada, but instead she focused on Trump's record on minorities, causing Trump of helping small hate groups and the radical fringe take over the Republican Party.
He says he wants to make America great again, but more and more it seems as though his real message seems to be make America hate again.
Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.